A word for you from Galatians chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. The fruit of the Spirit is gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law, and those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. I use this just to introduce to you, regarding the topic of self-discipline, some important factors regarding tips, basic things that we need to remember, how to become a disciplined person. Remember, we've looked at why discipline is important, why it is actually part of our Christian life. Peter says we should add to our faith self-discipline. Here we learn in Galatians that it is a fruit of the Spirit. It is the part, a very important part, of being crucified with Christ. Now, some practical tips, because it has a practical outworking. You need to, firstly, reinforce your motivation for a disciplined life. Why don't you think, perhaps sometimes, of the disappointment that you will be to God if you fail to be the man or the woman that He wants you to be, just because you are too lazy? Secondly, how about starting with simple things? A disciplined Christian will seek to avoid making unnecessary work for others. So, hang up your clothes if it'll help. Make your bed. Be neat. Keep the bathroom clean. If they're tools, well, put them back where they belong. You might regard these as unimportant. How is this connected to the fruit of the Spirit and salvation? Well, if you're undisciplined in these areas, you'll be undisciplined in your whole spiritual life. You need to learn what it is to be practical. Another point, show respect to everyone, even the poor and the lowly. When you're speaking or listening to someone, develop the habit of looking at them as if no one else mattered to you at that moment. If you're in a meeting, discipline yourself to keep your eyes on the speaker instead of allowing your eyes to wander here and there all the time and gazing around, looking down at your feet. That is rude. It is discourteous, and it is rude to both God and the speaker. Just finally, tackle the difficult tasks firstly, promptly. Do the things that you would rather do last. Why don't you sit down, maybe write the letter that you should have written, that you've postponed for so long, or the person that you should have apologized to. Be disciplined.